1-900 Wrestling is brought to you, as always, by patreon.com/1900Wrestling. Support the show, and most importantly, get hashtag Dills to Mania by kicking in some coin. All the money goes to buying Willie Dills Gregory, my co-host, a floor seat at WrestleMania. I believe we can do it. If you believe we can as well, go ahead and check it out. 1-900 Wrestling.
I want you to call me for all of wrestling's latest news and views. I've been involved in wrestling for 35 years, and nobody knows wrestling like me. Remember the number
1-900 Wrestling.
Stupid idiots.
They call me Hara.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
And his name is John Cena.
Well, look at this prima donna.
Thank God Donald Trump's a whole idiot.
And welcome to 1-900 Wrestling, where the first minute is free, and so are all additional minutes. Welcome. A fine Martin Luther King Day, Monday here, as we always record the show.
Vincent K. McMahon's hero.
Yeah.
Recently found out on Twitter.
So somebody asked Dave Meltzer about this. I'm Justin. That's Willie.
Hello.
Somebody asked Dave Meltzer, is he really like a super huge fan of Martin Luther King? Or is that
he have, like, big pictures up on the wall or anything? You know.
Does he have, like, you know, because also what's better than Vincent K. McMahon trying to tell you about how much Martin Luther King meant to his life, right?
I would love to hear his thoughts, honestly. I mean, I would be enraptured in that conversation.
Well, you know, riots are the voice of the oppressed, after all.
You know, Vincent K. McMahon, I think, has really embodied Martin Luther King's ideals throughout his life as well.
Vincent K. McMahon. I would love for Vince McMahon to be the guy that also just gets upset because people don't read more than one speech of Martin Luther King and they misinterpret.
Sure. Well, I think you're cherry picking his legacy.
it was just a weird tweet, but you know, look, anybody giving a little shine to MLK, I'm good with. It was just one of those where you're like, huh, okay. All right, that's your hero. Okay, sure. I thought maybe, you know, your dad or something else, like somebody that maybe you actually did follow in the footsteps of, but all right.
Sure. Yeah. Well, you know,
I'll gotta teach the new generation, you know.
I always thought he'd be a big fan of D-Generation X. That was my idea.
All right, we have so much wrestling. This is a weird moment, right? This is an odd point in which we are now gearing up for Royal Rumble, but also,
we are
gearing up for Royal Rumble. We will be at Royal Rumble. If you are going to be at Royal Rumble as well in a couple weeks in San Antonio, then please hit us up because we want to meet as many 1-900 Wrestling fans as possible. But WWE decides. This all came together very, very weirdly, this UK tournament thing, right?
It did kind of felt like it came out of nowhere a little bit a while ago. Like, oh, here's another thing we're going to do after the Cruiserweight Classic. And I guess when you're not familiar with the UK scene, it was like, okay, sure.
Yeah.
UK tournament. All right, why not? You know, that seems very oddly specific, but I'm in.
So,
I'll check this out.
So they do it on a playoff football weekend, right? For all the times that the WWE is weird and counter programs against big things for Raw, they are terrified when, you know, oh, it's a national championship game. Bring out the Undertaker. Bring out HBK. Like I remember at one point John Cena came out. And I forgot who he was wrestling, but I think he was calling out Brock Lesnar. He said, I'll call you out at halftime. Like, so he's literally just saying, it's fine. Watch the football game. Tune in at halftime.
They understand their audience, right? They understand their audience likes to watch, you know, events where head trauma may occur.
Exactly. Exactly. Which, you know, and that's why they're worried that New Japan, you know, will catch on here in the States, where head trauma is king.
Also in the UK tournament, by the way, there was some serious head trauma. I don't know how much of it you caught, but like the second match, the back of a man's head bled heavily on the mat.
It was,
like,
yeah.
All right.
So they do this on a playoff football weekend.
Yes.
The Reverend Puck, you know, says, and this was something addressed by Triple H, that apparently this was in response to the fact that they are relaunching World of Sport, which was the original British wrestling, really the only British wrestling television show that made, you know, that, you know, such a big thing. So they do this two nights live, and it's hard to say that it could have gone any better.
It was pretty awesome. I mean, I didn't watch every match through its entirety because it was a lot. I mean, there's a lot of wrestling going on now in general. We're going to talk about quite a bit of it, but it was, you know, 16-man tournament, and apparently my dog does not like 16-man tournament.
No, they do not.
So 16-man tournament, and some names that I was somewhat familiar with, but most of these guys were fairly new to me. But the crowd was incredibly hot, like, for everything. They could do no wrong in front of that crowd, and I think that might have been one of the things that in my mind put it over the Cruiserweight Classic because of how hot the crowd was. It was just amazing to watch these guys work that crowd, the crowd respond. Everything just was, at least when you watch wrestling and that's the response that they're getting in the actual arena, it feels even more exciting, right?
Well, absolutely. And there's just something about WWE's production in tiny, tiny places that I love.
Yeah.
Like, they can light a dorm room to look amazing. Like, and that's really, to be honest, you want to know what separates WWE from every other wrestling promotion of all time? Lighting. They understand lighting. And like, it's boring, it's dumb,
they
but it's what...
They spend money on it.
But yeah, but it's what makes... It's the difference between them and the rest of the field, you know? It's just crazy. So, all right. What were your big takeaways from the UK tournament?
So, definitely there were a few guys who I think were stars to me that were kind of made in front of my eyes.
Yeah.
Really did think Pete Dunne, who did not win the tournament. So, spoiler alert for anybody who you know, hasn't watched the end.
Yeah, no, Tyler Bate. Tyler Bate wins over
Tyler
Pete
Bate
Dunne
wins.
In the final.
A little guy, by the way. A very little guy. I mean, he's not, all the pictures I see are him next to these other huge guys.
Huge people, yeah.
He's a little guy. You know, he's a smaller wrestler. But, you know, and a weird haircut. But incredibly over with the crowd and super fun to watch. So Tyler Bate, definitely one of the
19 years old. I don't believe 19. That. I don't believe it. I think he's 19 years old, like the way that a Dominican baseball player is 19 years old. Like,
really? Okay.
I don't know. There's some. I mean, he looks like a man. Like, you walk. I mean, like, he looks like a younger guy. But if you told me he was 27.
Sure, I'd buy it. Yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't be like, "Oh my god, no. He didn't look like a child. Like, he is a full-grown dude." So yeah.
Jerry's new birther movement here. Let's see.
I want to see the birth certificate, Tyler Bate. I'll tell you what. You're out there in England, maybe people are going to turn a blind eye. Not here. We elected a president that was very concerned about birth certificates. you know, they really positioned Pete Dunne to be the heel of the tournament. They really went out of their way to kind of it's one of those things that you look at it and you're like, man, it ain't complicated, right?
No.
You're a bad guy. You kick good guys. You do it when the ref doesn't want you to. There is an authority figure. The authority figure doesn't need to be all up in the video, all up in the song, singing the hook. Like, all you need is when somebody does something bad, the authority figure comes out and is like, oh, god damn, Why'd you do it? This is so stupid. And there was, did you see that backstage video they did after night one?
Are you talking about from after like the attack or whatever it was? Yeah, I actually did not watch it though, but I saw heavily it was being posted on Square and Circle.
There is.
But see, I was still at that point. I had not watched a single match.
Yeah.
So I was kind of avoiding, you know, spoilers. Then at the last moment, I realized how many matches I had to watch. And I was like, I ain't got time for this. Like, I got to get through a bunch of these matches. And, you know, you get the storylines just from the matches. Honestly.
Oh, yeah. No. So there's this moment where Pete Dunne is walking through the locker room and people are kind of paying different levels of attention to him and stuff like that. Mm. And, you know, Triple H comes by and he's just like, well, make a name for yourself, huh? Like, and so there's like this little, oh, okay, well, that's cool because Triple H is like, you know, obviously prone to doing some dirty stuff in his career, right?
No.
You know, currently
Triple
in
H.
Yeah. So it's like, so that's cool. Steven Regal comes up to him and like, I know that this is obviously this is them acting. This is the an angle that they are running.
Mm-hmm.
But the ferocity in which Steven Regal approaches Pete Dunne, Pete Dunne starts to recoil. And I don't blame him. Like, if they panned down and showed a tiny little puddle of urine below his feet, it would have been fitting because Steven Regal is a terrifying human being that I would never want to even be play pretend mad at me. He is a monster of a human.
At least he's not drinking anymore, though, right?
I can understand why when he was a drunk, he was a problem, though. Like,
Regal, drunk dad, is just like the worst image of all time.
Oh, my God, yeah. Do you want to say that again to me, sunshine? It's like, no, I don't. I don't want
to put you in a match with Samoa Joe. You're like, no, dad, no.
He's great.
Your brothers have beat you up, huh? I'm going to reward them with a trip to Disneyland. You're like, why? Why would you reward them for that?
It is my honor to inform you that I'm sleeping with my secretary instead of your mother. I'm drunk dad Steven Regal.
I put your mother and my secretary in a match. WWE NXT TakeOver.
Which is why at TakeOver San Antonio, it will be your mother versus my secretary. So the show is just great. It was really fun. And, you know, of note, none of the really big names from the UK were in that tournament. There was no Grado. There was no Zack Sabre Jr., no Marty Scurll, no Will Ospreay, right?
True.
So they made stars, including, you know, they came out before the final match. We get a little bonus, Neville versus Tommy End. Who they called Tommy End. He is on Twitter as Aleister Black, which apparently is going to be his name in NXT.
In NXT, yeah.
But I had not seen
I have
not seen a lot of Tommy End. He's amazing. He's great.
No, I mean, I really think what they're going for here is like you said, creating some stars that they are going to then bring into the fold, right? So there was actually a post on Squared Circle that I quite like, which is make like a stable called like the Top Lads or the Mad Lads or something like that. And you've got all these guys now that are like perfect, and they're great wrestlers, and you can get them started, you know, a la The Shield, where they kind of can bounce off each other a little bit. So I'm very curious to see where this like kind of all goes. You know, I'm not going to get into fantasy booking on it, but, you know, just ideas being thrown out, like none of these ideas would not work as far as I could tell. Like they got some talent that they can do stuff with. I guess right now, the only thing that I'm concerned with all this stuff that's going on is how do you get all the people on TV that you have now with all the talent that you got?
Well,
so
the rumor is that the rumor is they want to do a local hour.
Sure.
And that's not a rumor. That's what they said in the in the official announcement. They want to do a local hour in the UK, and they want to, you know, God knows where they'll shoot it, you know, but they've got all those guys under contract to do it. Who knows? I assume because of their working relationship with specifically ICW in Progress out there, that Tyler Bate will probably defend the WWE UK championship in those promotions.
Yeah.
But I think that's what they want to do. And by the way, it's like, I'm fine with it, because you want to know what? 205 Live got way, way better as soon as it just became Progress, right? As soon as, like, sure, all the top guys were just British, tiny little British people that knew how to talk. Like, it's great.
No, yeah, I mean, I'm actually, like, engaged in a lot of these storylines with wrestlers I did not really care about 2 months ago, right? And so I feel like they could pull it off here as well if that's what they want to do. But I also I do want to see some mixing and matching, though. I want to see some of these kind of NXT versus, because there are certain periods where, or certain times when you start to realize, like, oh, these guys have been wrestled for like 3 months now. Like this arc and this, you know, kind of feud has been going on for a really long time. And within it, it doesn't feel like there's enough other guys for them to wrestle. So when you've got some more guys you can bring in and kind of mix and match and stuff, could be some good things. So I want to see a lot of cross-pollination between all this stuff, for sure, because they got so much talent and so many kind of dream matches that you could put together. It's kind of insane, man. It's insane.
Loved Wolfgang. Trent Seven, obviously, was a huge favorite.
A guy who twirls his mustache while he's
mustache
spinning
mountain.
Him down. Yeah.
I also love, I really, 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 really love that in the British wrestling scene, it's either like insane shredded gay porno abs or big
or
belly
dude at the pub,
yes, abs, or right? Just, and they can all do moonsaults, they can all do the same stuff, but it's like it is either just like insane like Finn Balor or Neville, right, or just random fat guy, like it's amazing. I love that body type. Tyler Bate, do you think he's in the Royal Rumble?
If he's not, I'd be disappointed, because yeah, he'll get a pop. It'll be great.
Yeah.
Why not?
I think, because I watched last year's Royal Rumble again, just to kind of, you know, get a sense of where we were.
Right.
A lot of filler. Like, I don't know if there's going to be a lot of filler in this Rumble. Like,
is there room for filler in this Rumble? Like, there's just so many names right now that matter.
Yeah. Especially if you bring, I mean, because you're going to have to do, if they don't do the Ty Dillinger 10 spot, like,
oh yeah,
whoever comes out at 10 will get booed. I don't, if it's The Rock, if The Rock comes out at 10, he will get booed
because everyone's going to do the countdown. They're going to go 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, yeah, exactly. So if it's not Dillinger, yeah, there's going to be a near riot. Like, that's, you need to prepare yourself for that moment. But yeah, there's so many names this year that matter, I think, that it's going to be tough. The names, the surprise names, are going to have to be pretty big. Yeah, it's going to be tough to find random, like, you're not going to see the Boogeyman, I don't think, you know?
Well, because the Boogeyman is, you know, a surprise, right? Like, that's somebody coming back. I mean, more along the lines of, like, I don't think Primo and Epico are going to be in the Rumble, right? And sure. I think last year they probably would have, because there were a lot of people injured, right? There was a lot of people that were out. It's like, now the question is, you know, is Finn Balor going to come back? Like, is he ready to go? Which apparently, I mean, all the messaging seems to think that it'll be after the Royal Rumble, but like, you know, we'll see. We will absolutely see. But I think, you know, like Titus O'Neil, I don't know. I don't think, you know, Titus O'Neil did a whole big clearing spot last year, and I don't think that if he was not in it, like, I don't think it would be that big of a loss.
There's going to be some names from NXT, right? There's got to be, because they're going to be in the building. So, like, what about, like, Shinsuke, you know? What about Bobby Roode?
I mean,
about, you know, any of these guys? Like, there's There's a lot of guys people are curious and want to see, right?
Yeah.
And want to see in this moment. So, and of course, then there's like the things that have been teased forever. Kurt Angle. Oh, God. Yeah. Kurt Angle shows up, you know, stuff like that. So, you're right. Like, it's tough to, find like a spot for just, I will just throw a guy in so he can come in and have like a comical, like, go over the ropes really quickly angle. Like everybody who comes in kind of feels like they matter a little bit. Like their storyline will be pushed by the Rumble just by being there, whether they do anything in it or not, right?
So Undertaker announces, we can move to Raw a little bit. Announces at Raw that he is going to be part of the Royal Rumble. Have they done the spot where he starts his intro and other people get announced like while his intro is going on and just go into the ring while he slowly walks?
That'd be pretty good. It's kind of amazing though, because I still will watch him stand there for a long time. Still will watch him slowly walk to the ring. I just still find it interesting. I was thinking about it as it was happening, because I noticed after a second that I was eating a slice of pizza. The moment, you know, you got Stephanie McMahon and you got Mick Foley out there, and Stephanie's giving it to him because he can't produce The Undertaker, and your entire review depends on you producing The Undertaker, because that makes sense.
I mean, listen, I know we try. It is our belief that you're going to just get 30% crap in a wrestling show, right?
Sure, like, sure. So
we try not to focus on it.
No, and like, to me, like, this is you know, this makes zero sense, but I am willing to, I will roll with you on this, because there's no reason not to at this point in my mind. Like, there are certain things you just roll with the punches, and it's
just
fine.
Just
right?
go, right? I will say this. It's like, between that segment and Rogue One, I think I'm done with the internal evaluations of these companies, right? Like, it's not The Office.
You don't want to hear about how people are going to choke on their aspirations anymore?
I'm just saying. You know, it's like, fine. Okay, he's going to have a demerit. I hope that it is reflected in his bonus. Like, sure. You know, fine. Okay, so
it's gone down on his permanent record that you did not produce The Undertaker.
This will be on your permanent record.
So anyway, like, the gong goes off, he's coming down, I'm in the middle eating my pizza, and I realize I watched his entire intro and just kind of like slack-jawed with my pizza in my hand, stopped eating. Just, like, Undertaker still has that effect.
Yes.
For some, and he's still a very intimidating character. The way they shoot the intro as he comes down is awesome, and everything about it is great. So it is a joke of how long it is at this point.
Yeah.
And I feel like he's in on that joke, and
I mean, it deserves to be that long. I would love it if it just, like, you know, you're in the middle of the, like, and then it's like, it just pauses and it's like, well, it's the Big Show, and Big Show walks over, and you pot the Undertaker music back up. You just go back to where he left off. Like, you know, the lights go from purple, you know, black light to regular lights, and they go back to purple, and he keeps his walk.
I mean, has he ever had? I missed some time in the middle of the Ruthless Aggression era.
Yeah.
So was there ever a time where he was tagging with someone and they had to mix his theme music with theirs? Undertaker and Undertaker and Big Show would be great. Undertaker and
I think they did with Kane, right? I think that
music probably seamlessly, and then they probably both came out separately, right? Because they both have to, like, launch
pyro. No, I think that they had a combined entrance.
Really?
I think they came out together. The brothers of destruction.
Oh, I'm gonna have to look this up. That sounds good. But yeah, that would be even better though. Yeah. Will.
No, just all right. What would be the crappiest? It would have to be R-Truth. The answer to all of this is R-Truth, right? Where it's like, Kong, this one's for you. This one's for you.
What's up?
Can we talk about how lazy those lyrics are?
They're pretty bad. And what's I've always found funny is how off the timing is on the what's up, and yet, like, he just powers through.
Oh.
Anyway. Can't get that crowd to say,
you want it, you got it, the golden truth. What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? It's like there's not even really anything to it. It's just like He's literally just talking about their names. Like,
yeah,
I'm a truth. I'm a guy. He's Gold Dust. He's also a guy. What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up?
Our truth is like the epitome of the Dave Chappelle bit where it's like, better entertain with these white folks. Get to dancing. And like, he just comes out. And it's like, okay, what's your gimmick? Well, I rap and I dance. It's so funny because he's actually like an amazing wrestler who just raps and dances.
He does. Yeah. He does.
Roll just with the punches. Roll just with as, those punches.
Just as Martin Luther King would have enjoyed.
Yeah.
Honoring the legacy.
Martin Luther King would love this R-Truth character.
Of the great Martin Luther King.
So what
do me a favor, R-Truth. Rap a rap about Martin Luther King.
Have they ever actually done that? R-Truth coming out.
He's got it tonight. It's going to be on Raw tonight.
You right, want so it? Wait. We honor it. Martin Luther King's legacy. What's up? What's up? Up? What's up?
What's up?
I have a dream.
What's up?
No, the lyric is, pay attention. I'm about to mention the golden truth in this remix edition.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he already, you've mentioned it.
No, he's about to.
No, he is. He's already done it. It's so meta. All right. So we're going to get to the Royal Rumble and the betting that we can do on it. Sure. But you. Well,
what did you think, though, about Undertaker's coming? Like, did it feel ominous? Do you feel like they're presenting him as the favorite? Because it felt like to me, like, they made a big deal about Undertaker just being there, right?
Yeah.
Being back in the Royal Rumble. I did love, and he got a little flack for this on the internet, but I found it the hilarious phlegm. When he, rest in peace, New Orleans. It was awesome. I liked it, man. I was like, internet, why you got to get down on something that's so good like that?
No, it's great. I mean, listen, anytime the Undertaker is around, everybody's happy. Right,
sure.
You know, that's just the way the news goes. You know,
he's got to come in at like 25 or something, right? Like they're not gonna have Undertaker come in at like 4.
I guess 30 would be the only place where you would be able to get the full entrance, right?
Yeah, everybody's in the ring. Some people are still fake punching, and Undertaker slowly walking down. Yeah, they could do that for sure. You know what I'm excited about? Finally being at the Rumble. Is watching like what is going on in all those kind of in-between moments when you know that the camera and the pay-per-view is focusing on a very specific thing that's happening.
Yeah.
Right? Like, here's Kofi doing a spot on, you know, some person in the crowd's wheelchair, right? Like, he's got something, he's got their crutches, and he's making his way back like an AT-AT back onto the ring. What's going on with the other guys? I'm finally going to get to see that. I'm excited for that.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No, I mean, I could not be more excited with my decision along with you to go to this. Like, I am very proud that this is a thing that is happening because.
Yes, me too, man. It has made, like, the lead up to it so much more entertaining for me just to know, like, all of these things that are happening, that I will be there watching it live. Going freaking crazy, counting down from 10 to 1. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Or just to 10, as we will do when.
Or
you know,
10 to 10, yeah, exactly.
When they are booed for not bringing out Ty Dillinger at 10. speaking of Ty Dillinger, NXT. We're also going to see NXT. So, by the way,
sure.
Along with going to, like, the Royal Rumble would be enough. But we are also going to see what is oftentimes the highlight of these major event weekends, and that is NXT TakeOver. The build has officially begun for everything that's going to go down.
They're kind of cramming at the last minute here to set these matches up. I don't know if you noticed, but this the last NXT basically set up everything we know so far.
Yeah. So go ahead. Well, walk me through it because I didn't see it.
Sure. So the big one is Bobby Roode Shinsuke, and there's not like a whole lot of real animosity there, as far as I can tell, other than the fact that Shinsuke just thinks Bobby Roode's kind of a joke. Right?
Yeah.
And Bobby Roode is going to be, of course, you know, thinking, I'm not a joke. I'm glorious. I'm Bobby Roode. I think it'll be a great match. But that's just going to be a good match just because of those two guys, right?
Yeah. And that'll be
they really have to do building that. I mean, it's the NXT title. Everybody wants it. That's all you really
and
need.
And also, right. I mean, those are the two hottest entrances in wrestling, right?
Yeah. Oh, dude. I mean, the entrances will take almost as long as the match, I'm sure.
Like, how many violinists do you think? Because they're multiplying.
Yeah, I think at this point, 50 violinists.
Exactly.
Just, let's go. Let's get ridiculous. Let's have them all, like, come out Shield style through the crowd. Violinist in each aisle.
I think that they're just going to leave violins under all the seats, and everybody is going to pick one up and pretend to play it.
Sure. Everybody in the crowd gets a fake violin, and then we all start jamming out at the same time.
Oh, my God.
At the end of the match, Shinsuke is going to bury Bobby Roode under a ton of violins.
Exactly.
Under the ring.
I don't know what. Apparently, our niche in wrestling is that we just all roads lead to string instrument jokes. You know, because we had the whole, like, ukulele thing 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. It's just all violins, man. That's our thing. So then the other match, or there was two other main matches that we know of so far. And the one is DIY, which... They're hot as hell as a tag team. They're on fire right now.
Absolutely.
They just kind of finished their feud with the Revival by cementing their place as the champions. They won one more time. This was the rematch clause thing, and so they were able to take that match. Another great one. Another fantastic one. Not the two out of three falls, but amazing how they could still find a way to figure out new ways to distract the ref and rake eyes and things. It's amazing.
Yeah. Also the Revival now officially in that, like, Sami Zayn NXT freeze dried, you know, like, just
there's nobody
just,
left for them really.
They're just waiting to get right? sent. They're just
I
waiting.
Could see them showing up at the Rumble somehow. At this point, I really could. Because it just feels like it's time. Like, I had said before that I thought maybe they were going to be, like, the post-WrestleMania Raw guys because they would be – that would be such a pop. But I think you're right. Like, they can't wait that long on these guys.
No, I think that they might be American Alpha's WrestleMania match.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, have them kind of debut either the Raw after or Rumble and then – or somehow be tied into the Rumble show.
Yeah.
And then set up a sequence of events that sets them up for WrestleMania. That makes sense.
Because it seems like they are – like they're definitely going for the full destruction of the Wyatts. And if they're not going to be a legit tag team, then – American Alpha really, really needs somebody, and I think, you know, I'd love to see him on Raw, but Raw is just lousy with tag teams right now. There's just a billion tag teams, and they're not really doing a whole lot with them. So,
to be honest, too, SmackDown needs a couple of singles competitors. So if they break up the Wyatts, I'm okay with it. Give us Orton back and give us Bray as some singles guys, right? Because you run a little thin there as well.
Yeah,
with feuds you can do. So, but DIY got beat up after their match by Authors of Pain, and then of course Regal comes out because they beat you up after the match. I'm giving them a chance at your titles. Again, roll with the punches. This makes sense in kayfabe, right? This is how you. This is how.
No, I think that they had previously earned the right to face whoever won.
Sure.
So that was just a cementing.
But they had kind of disappeared a little bit after their unfortunate body slamming one guy into another guy type of thing. If you'd been watching a lot of NXT, they hadn't they'd built them up quite a bit. They were on the last pay-per-view.
Yeah.
And they're kind of not around for a while.
Well, this has been a weird build, right? Because they did the international tour and then they not only got the whole Samoa Joe Shinsuke trading the title on the road thing where they were airing those matches.
Yeah.
They also got two different hour-long specials basically in Japan and in Australia.
Yeah.
So like there's just been a weird
it hasn't been the normal Full Sail here. Yeah. You know. Yeah. No,
well,
you're right.
And they really absolutely. They haven't advanced the stories, right? You know, so now
And these guys are incredibly new talent, right? Like they're they're big and they're scary and they have that going for them, but they're definitely, you can tell, you know, they need to be reined in a little bit on like the whole go out there and just slam people around because it could hurt some people. They're very strong guys. So,
apparently it was going to be TM61 versus DIY for the belts. But then
one of those guys got hurt. Oh, okay. Yeah. Did one of them get hurt in the Australia thing, in the Australia show?
I don't know.
Because they did wrestle there.
Yeah, but that was like a month ago at this point, right?
Yeah, but that's like they're from Australia, I believe, right?
Yes.
TM61. So, yeah. Well, that's okay. So, I mean, that's why, like, to me, it seemed odd because basically, like, Paul Ellery's just, you know, go kill the tag champs. And then Regal's like, all right, you've earned a shot. So, you know, they're getting a shot. We'll see. I'm very curious to see what they could do in this match because DIY is not necessarily like a. Like, these guys are like guys who are going to squash people, right?
Yeah.
And then now they have to, like, do a match because you're not going to squash DIY. So we'll see. And then Asuka, this was the one that I'm really excited about. You got Peyton Royce and Billie Kay, who yes. are, like you mentioned, I think on our rewrap of 2016, you love these guys.
The best.
I love them too.
I'm just saying, there's just something. They've got an energy, and they've got an energy together, and,
sure.
and whenever they just linger too long holding each other's hands, it's just, it's, I don't know.
It feels right, doesn't it? It just feels natural. It feels good.
Things
are happening to me.
I don't know how to explain it in a way that doesn't just make me sound like the creepiest person on the planet, but it's like once you see it, you understand it. So they are mean girls, but maybe not necessarily tough girls going up against who?
So, well, they attacked Asuka in the parking lot while a bunch of men stood by watching, having some coffee. They basically just beat up Asuka against a van. Then they went in and and I think it was just Billie Kay with Peyton, or maybe it was a jobber tag. I can't remember now. Jobber tag team or something. They worked them over pretty good. Asuka came out. She had coffee spilled on her still. She's freaking out. She's going crazy. And she came out and, charged the ring to attack them. Of course, 2-on-1, the numbers game, Maggle. And they start to beat her up. And then Nikki Cross comes running out, beats the hell out of Billie Kay, Peyton Royce, saves Asuka, then drop kicks her off the top rope, Asuka. So now all four, like, you know, everyone's putting in their bid to be someone who deserves a shot at the title. Asuka, at the very end of the show, this is awesome. Like, if you haven't watched this, at least just watch this part.
Yeah.
She crashes into Regal's office, and she says, I want a match. Give them to me. And then he's like, who? And she says, all of them. And it's great. So so it's basically a fatal four-way for the
this
women.
This is awesome because they decimated that division last year. I mean, if you look, you know, it was SummerSlam was the last.
It was a revolution.
Yeah, SummerSlam was the last Bayley match, but they had really been, fading out Bayley for the previous 6 months, right?
Sure.
Nia Jax also goes.
Yeah.
So there really was not a lot there for
them.
And
Asuka was just destroying everybody.
They had to go for Mickey James.
Yeah.
Right. They took the heart of that division, and now it's built back up. And I love what they've done with Nikki Cross because it's like, who can kick Asuka's ass? Nobody. Until you have somebody that beats up dudes. Right? Yeah. Like, and she's beat up men for the last 3 months on television. Looks great. She seems like, she seems like she's absolutely.
She seems like a legitimate threat to me. Like, she's scary, right? She comes
out,
she just loses her mind. So
everybody else in the crazy, you know, a biker gang that she hangs out with seems to regard her in body language like the most unstable one.
Yeah.
I would like to see their performance evaluations. I take it back. I would like it if Eric Young was like, hey, our crazy psycho biker gang would like to review you know, you've had a pretty good year, Nikki. I like it how you've, you know, punched people in the head and suplexed guys and missile drop kicked random people. You've done very, very well here at Sanity Incorporated. All right.
So, yeah, it's going to be good. I mean, that's the only three we've got. I'm assuming we'll get some sort of, I mean, there's like No Way Jose and, you know, there's some other guys, like, I guess maybe could show up and do some stuff, but right now nobody else has really a storyline built up. I think Almas has done some stuff. He's turned heel.
He's great. I think he has done well recapturing, I think, what makes him special.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So I don't know what the rest of that is. I don't know what the rest of that looks like. But we've got, one more week here, right? So one more show to set up whatever the rest of those matches are, and we shall see.
But, well, and who knows whether or not...
It's going to be like a tiring weekend of wrestling. And then I also found out I do actually have a ticket for PAX South. So in the daytime, you shall find me... hanging out, wandering PAX South, I guess, and then in the evenings we'll be, you'll be in there too.
We're taking over the town of San Antonio.
San Antonio is ours, boys.
Yeah, and possibly a live night attack on Thursday night.
Ooh, wow.
Still trying to nail down exactly where that's going to be, but that is the goal.
Like out at an event?
At a bar.
Out and about?
At a bar. At a bar, hopefully very, very close in that Riverwalk area.
Nice.
That's, you know, we're just, turns out trying to communicate with bartenders, you know, randomly throughout.
Oh, they don't get right back to you?
No. It's it's hard. Anyway, anything else on Raw and SmackDown that you liked?
Well, SmackDown, I think there was definitely some interesting stuff, obviously, with the Wyatt family. But, you know, I don't know how much we should really go into that because that's just starting to develop.
Yeah.
But this is the first crack in the like, that Bray, like, looks like he's pissed, right? Because we've seen already Orton and friggin'...
Luke Harper,
yes. Kind of have their be at odds with each other just a little bit. They teased that. But now it kind of came to a head, actual pushing... and shoving, and Harper accidentally super kicked Bray.
Yeah.
So, stuff is happening there.
I would just really like it if at the end of this, Bray, I want to root for Bray. Especially, yeah. Come on. You know, you just had 4 hours of content, 5 hours of content where you had a bunch of dudes with beer bellies, and it went over like gangbusters. WWE, just realize people want to root for the fat guy.
He's so good too, man. Like when he was originally on NXT doing the Bray character, and they were just giving him, I mean, they were ridiculously over. Like that, he was getting, you know, 5 minute, 10 minute long promos almost every single week.
Yeah,
and they were all insanely good. Obviously, you can't do that forever.
They tried like sure. 2 years ago. They're just like, hey, we got to fill 20 minutes, Bray. Yeah. Just talk about whatever.
Bray just keep talking in a weird accent.
Oh yeah,
but, like he. He can do it. He can do whatever you ask him to do with that character. So, and have you seen the stuff, the other stuff that they're doing with Big Red? There's like a video where he's essentially dragging a dead body and cutting the hair off of.
Eric Rowan?
Yeah. I don't know if they're repackaging him as a straight up murderer, but. It kind of looks like it. Like he's cutting the hair off of a female mannequin and taping it to his goat mask and
really?
Or a sheep mask. Yeah, it's creepy, man. And then there's like cutaways of the Black Dahlia and like all this, like the actual woman who was brutally murdered.
Oh my god. Great. All right, here. Yeah. Let's go ahead and take a look here.
Just like cut to like halfway through or something and watch a few seconds of it. Because it definitely has like a slow build. But he's in like a creepy shed. He's playing with, I don't know what, oh, it's like a lighter. Yeah.
He's just like burning hair.
He's burning hair. He's smelling the burnt hair. Yeah, he's doing all sorts of weird stuff.
What the fuck?
And then he cuts the hair out of the mannequin. He tapes it to the mask. He puts the mask on. But actually, go to like 10 seconds in or something like that. Or there's literally a shot of him dragging a dead body. And oh my. I had said this, and then, yeah, there's like these short cutaways. There, right there. Like dragging a dead body. Right
so,
now.
Yeah, he's just a murderer now?
He's just a straight up psycho murderer now. Remember they tried to do the brief thing where he was like a weird genius?
Oh, he was a vintner.
Yeah.
He was like a genius. He could solve the Rubik's Cube. Like sure. He had a wine, a vineyard, right? Like.
Yeah. So now, forget that. I mean, that was maybe that was the Dexter part of his character where he pretended to whatever, but now he's just a straight up murderer, I guess. All right.
So there.
We'll see how that goes.
Well, apparently, yeah. I mean, the rumor is that his re-debut on SmackDown is imminent. Who knows?
He's just gonna come in and just murder people? I mean,
it's like, and Steven Regal is going to be very upset about it. You know,
he's going to be very upset.
Because you've murdered Tyler Breeze, Fandango will get his opportunity to take you down at NXT TakeOver.
Oh, my God. I'm very disappointed that you've murdered Tyler Breeze, so I put you in a match.
Made a match.
Oh, my God.
all right. SmackDown was great. John Cena. Hey, let me just say this. John Cena. Great. He's a great guy. I loved the now we're just in a beautiful peak Cena moment, right? Where now that he's gone away for a little bit, now you're excited every time he comes out. I'm excited for whoever he's facing to stupidly immediately stand up when he hits the five knuckle shuffle.
No, because you get confused, man. He hits you in the eyes and you're like, I need to immediately
stand up.
You have to stumble around a little bit.
Love it. I thought him and Corbin had a great match. And
it was a good match, man. Corbin, yeah, I think Corbin was held his own, man. It
super
looked good.
Fun. Super, super, super fun. I just love where that's going. And, I mean, hell, listen, as if that Royal Rumble card could not be stacked enough, another opportunity to see John Cena versus AJ Styles.
I know. Yeah, that, I mean, there's no way that's not great, right? So... very excited.
He can't win, right? Because they're not talking about the record. If he was going to win, they would be talking about the record.
Yeah, it would be out of nowhere. I don't think so, but it'd be interesting because there was like rumor that Cena would win and then it would be Undertaker Cena. But I don't think that's actually what's happening anymore.
No, now apparently, and this is according to, I believe, Brian Alvarez, they are doing... they're not doing Cena Undertaker. They're doing something else, and it's apparently so good that nobody wants to say anything for fear that Vince McMahon would change his mind.
Sure.
It's going to be John Cena versus The Undertaker in an MLK recitation.
Honorary match, yes, exactly.
They will each read one of his speeches.
Inside this briefcase is an MLK speech. You have to climb this ladder. Get it. Smash it over your opponent's head.
The ladder symbolizes the journey.
The climb to freedom.
Of
inequality.
The African American. Now, R-Truth, can you please rap about it?
Oh, God.
All right.
I have a dream on a pole match. Reverend Duck. Your dream is on that pole.
Now please go climb. Climb and fetch the dream. I love betting, Willie. I love betting on things.
Oh, I'm a betting man myself. Justin.
All the time. I've basically started a small time little like source of income where I've just become my friend's bookie.
Yeah.
Via PayPal.
You just take his bets.
I just take his bets now. And he is on an epic losing streak.
All
like
right.
He's bet on every NFL playoff game and lost all of them.
That's amazing. I actually have a friend of mine I grew up with who was just a weird, normal kind of kid. Like he was just kind of one of those kids who was always around. He's always there. He just hung out with them, you know. And he works at his parents' convenience store.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of lose contact for about 5-6 years. I come back to find out he is not only a bookie, like just a straight up bookie.
Yeah.
He is like the legit, you just go to him and you place bets.
Yeah.
He also is like selling drugs out of this convenience store now. And I'm just like, what happened here, man? But yeah, it's like people do that. That's the thing. I've never had a bookie. But maybe I'll have to talk to you after the show.
Maybe. Well, listen, I settle it all up via PayPal. It's been great. It's made all the games more interesting. And
sure.
I'm making so much money off this kid, I'm going to have to declare it on my taxes. It's great.
Gotten to that point, huh?
Yeah, he's in the hole, and he's chasing. It's great. What I love to do, have you had like a Royal Rumble party?
No. Never have. In fact, watching the Royal Rumble has always been something I do alone, drinking my own tears.
Is that it?
Wishing I had friends who were into wrestling. Exactly. But no longer, Jerry.
No longer. No. We're going to go to it. But here's what I love to do with the Royal Rumble.
Sure.
I've only gotten the chance to do it once, but it was so fun. Is you just rip up 30 little pieces of paper, throw them in a hat. Everybody, you know, however many people are there, you just divvy it up and you pull them out, because you never know at what position people are going to come out at, unless it's like an angle where, you know, like Roman Reigns will be number one or something like that. So that is just, it makes the whole thing so much more fun. But I want to do this time, and I want everybody to email us and hit us up on Twitter with your Royal Rumble exacta predictions. If you are not a degenerate gambler and you have never been to a horse track to bet before, an exacta is when you predict the final, like the finishing of all the horses.
Yes.
Right? So what we're going to do here is this will be the final four people eliminated. So the
final four.
I guess the last three and the winner.
Oh, I see. Okay. So, because like at a horse race, you could do the exacta.
Yeah.
Right? Where it's like the three and the order they finish in.
Yes.
Or you could do, the trifecta, where you just say the top three in any order or something like that?
Yeah. You just get the top three, right?
Okay.
Okay, no, sorry. No. The exacta is only the first two horses in order.
Oh,
Maybe it's the perfecta. Oh, the superfecta.
Oh, the superfecta, Jesus. All right.
See? Here we go.
Going down a rabbit hole already. This is gambling, boys.
Thank you, Akuta Dean, AC, whatever. All right. Hey, man, thanks. Hey, man, nice shot. All right, superfecta. We are going to do the superfecta. So let's remind everybody, last year, the superfecta was, I guess it would have been, in order, so Triple H won.
Yeah.
He eliminated Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns. I forget who the fourth was.
Yeah, I don't remember who was in there before those guys. I'm ready with the top three for you, but I for the fourth.
Well, then here, let's. I think three is perfect, right?
Three is good, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So here's, should I give you mine now?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. So your final three, your top three, is going to be Goldberg, Braun Strowman, and The Undertaker. And
wow, land of the giants.
Yes. And Goldberg and The Undertaker take Braun Strowman out, like, together, essentially. Because how are you going to get that man out of the ring? You know, so they essentially kind of team up a little bit together. There's going to be some back and forth, the spear maybe. And then, like, a double clothesline where he goes over. Goldberg and Undertaker are incredibly exhausted, blah, blah, and then they go at it. And that's epic. And then I think it's Undertaker who goes over.
Undertaker?
Yep.
Who does he challenge?
I mean, that I don't know. I'm not going that far, you know, because – but I think I – I think that's where they're headed right now with this whole thing.
Yeah.
And I would be excited as hell to watch Undertaker win the Royal Rumble. Like, I think it would be amazing.
The dead man wants Alexa Bliss.
What if he just challenges Shinsuke? He's like, you know, the hottest place in wrestling is NXT. I want Shinsuke.
All right, so you say Braun.
Yeah, I think they keep Braun in the whole time because he's just this big force or whatever. Like, I don't think they do the Big Show 15 guys, send him over the top thing at, like, you know, 26 or whatever. I think they actually have him get to the end. They want him to be the like, legitimate monster of the future.
I think you're crazy. I think you're crazy because there's no way Roman Reigns is not in the final three.
True. I guess you could say that, but he's not even in the Rumble right now. So he's not even declared for the Rumble at this moment. He is in a match with Kevin Owens. So
Yeah, but that does not really mean anything, right?
No, but it could mean that he's winning the title off of Kevin Owens and then Undertaker's challenging Roman Reigns in WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I mean that. Yeah. Like right now, the only Shield guys we know of are Ambrose and Rollins that are in.
They are in the Rumble, yeah. So,
yeah.
Do you think we get another Shield mini reunion?
I mean, at this point, just do it every time, right?
Whatever.
All three of them are in the same place.
To be honest, I don't care. I don't care how often they do it. I want it
every single
time.
I'm going to mark out about it. I'm going to be like, hell yeah, let's do this. Triple powerbomb.
I think that the final three are going to be Eric Rowan and two dead hookers. and dead hooker A challenges Becky Lynch. Okay.
All right. That was good.
All right. Okay, the top three. So here's my thought. I have no idea. I have no idea where this goes, which is why I think I'm to be honest, I think I'm doing this just so other people start to do it.
Like, sure.
You know, because I have no clue. I mean, I guess you're right that some version of Brock Lesnar, Undertaker, Goldberg, those are your headliners right now. That they are selling this match based on their involvement.
I thought about Brock Lesnar instead of Braun Strowman for a long time, but I think at some point they're going to have Goldberg Lesnar face off, and Lesnar's going over the top again, right? I guess it's going to happen at some point during the match, but again, this all kind of depends on when people come out and stuff too, right? Like, who knows? Like, the ordering of all this, we've no friggin' clue, man. And like you said, I don't know anything. Like, I'm just making stuff up.
That last five is going to be all the old guys, right? They're just going to let all the they're going to let all the young bucks go out there and just, you know, actually wrestle the hour that it takes to do the Royal Rumble match, and then the final five is going to be like Goldberg.
But it's going to be a murderer's row, basically. So, you know.
I would love it.
Before you give me your names, I actually pulled up Vegas odds here. Who do you think they have as the least likely to win the Royal Rumble?
The least likely?
Yes.
Jimmy Superfly.
2,000-1 odds on this.
Jimmy Snuka.
That's actually, he's probably got worse odds. Least likely to win the Royal Rumble, according to Ladbrokes and Odds Checker, which I guess these are just people taking Vegas odds. Donald Trump at 2,000-1.
Oh, wow. The president of the United States.
Elect of the United States, who will be by that point the president.
He will.
They think it's possible, however unlikely, he enters the Royal Rumble. This is my first act as president.
Is to enter the...
I'm officially...
Oh, my God. If he, during his inauguration...
Bible, he gets off. Oh. My first act as president...
is to enter the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, it's great. Followed closely, by the way, Dana White. Right?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know. It's like the bottom is just a bunch of ridiculousness.
A bunch of silly stuff. Yeah.
You got like X-Pac in there.
wouldn't be shocked if we got an X-Pac.
No, that would not be that weird, actually. That wouldn't be that weird. What about you think we get like Dudleys or any like what do you think is the like random dudes that come back?
Yeah, I mean, I guess like who is left that hasn't done? I mean, Angle's first, middle and last, right? In terms of the list of people that we want to
hear. He's the one that everyone's thinking about.
That makes sense to do it.
But there, I mean, there's some people out there that'd be interesting, right? Like, what if you got Damian Sandow, right? What if you got like some of these people who've been kind of on the outs, right? But just kind of come back for this thing, you know, there's some stuff could happen.
Yeah. I mean, people are saying DDP, but he also DDP, came back.
He's done it a bunch of times already though. Hasn't
he? Yeah. He's come back a couple times.
Yeah. Curtis Axel.
Are we still doing that? Is that still a thing?
He did cut a promo on like Superstars where it was Axelmania again.
Oh, really?
Yeah. By the way, if you ever just want to watch, if you ever wonder why some of these guys stay with WWE,
yeah,
because you're like, why is Jinder Mahal still with WWE? He put on like a barn burner of a match on Superstars. Yeah.
Who knew?
You just don't watch Superstars. That's the thing, you know?
All right. So last year, the final eliminations were Sheamus.
Oh, Sheamus was in there.
Roman Reigns, Dean Ambrose, and then Triple H wins.
Yeah.
And Sheamus was eliminated by Roman Reigns. I mean, he was just coming off a title run.
That's true. Yeah, he was the heavyweight title or whatever, right, for a while? Which is now just – that was like – did they still have him split at that point?
No. That was pre-brand split, right?
No, but the titles were still split. There's still WWE Championship and
– No.
Oh, really? Oh, were they already unified?
Yeah, they were unified, because remember, because they couldn't just split them up when the brand split happened. They had to create a new title, the Universal title.
Sure, but there was – but it was after – when they unified the titles with that whole angle after like Bryant won both of them, and then
I think that went away.
Were always carrying both of them for a while.
I think that one went away.
That was a while ago now. Yeah,
when Brock Lesnar squashed Cena.
That's
SummerSlam.
Right.
Yep. He's like, I'm not carrying around two belts.
Yeah, they were calling it like the WWE whatever.
Yeah, they change it every time. So all right, I need you guys to email in. JustinRobertYoung@gmail.com. I think I'm tempted just to go with the headliners. Like, I'm tempted just to say it's Brock Lesnar, Goldberg, Undertaker wins.
Sure. How about this? Let's give some dark horses.
Dark horses.
Yeah.
All right.
Here's my dark horse. Is the Miz. The darkest of horses.
He's a dark horse. Yeah.
Because how insane would that be? How much heat?
The question then is, do we get Miz Daniel Bryan? Right?
It'd be amazing.
Because that's what we want.
Yeah, it'd be amazing.
And also, does he, like, him challenging AJ... which is fun, right? Or Cena, maybe Miz Cena.
But Miz Cena was the main event, right?
When he won, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Miz AJ would actually be a better match, probably, to be honest.
Well, anything AJ. You know, AJ and Eric Rowan's dead hookers would be 4.5 stars.
Sure. But before anybody like goes, come on, Dills, the Miz isn't going to happen. I know. That's why he's a dark horse.
No. I mean, stranger things have happened. And you could certainly say that he has positioned himself in a way that doesn't make that sound as crazy as it probably could.
It's not as crazy now as it was 2 years ago, for sure.
Yeah, for real. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We are almost here at the end. Everybody, go ahead. Give us your – I guess we're doing – is it trifecta? Whatever. The superfecta?
We're doing some sort of fecta. A fecta of some sort.
We're doing something so fecta, it's killing us. So go ahead and send those in. let's go and take a look at our Melodica covers. This was...
Oh, yeah. Did we can we replay what last week's
yeah,
was?
Yeah, this was last week's.
Oh, yeah. It's angle, right?
Wait, really? Do you not know this?
It's not angle?
No, that is Rusev.
What? Oh, I see that. Here's why I thought angle, because I was listening more to the rhythm of it.
Yeah.
Just the notes.
Oh, no. That one's yeah. Definitely a Rusev Machka.
Yeah. Because if you listen to just the rhythm of it, that's how Angle's music kind of kicks in.
Yeah. Oh, no, definitely. The dun 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 dun.
It's very syncopated. Yeah. But you're right. No, now that I'm just paying attention to the notes, I hear the Rusev now.
I thought that one was kind of even too easy. But all right. This is this week's Melodica cover. All right, let's
get it.
Well,
that was not a lot to go off.
One more time. Please go ahead and just hit us up on social media at Justin R. Young. And tell you what, best place to talk about any kind of wrestling is in our Discord, which you get access to if you give any amount of money to the Patreon. We are now building steam toward the level that we need to do to make sure that Willie Dills Gregory gets to WrestleMania #DillsToMania.
Yeah, I would say we're gonna need at least like 30-40 more patrons here. So
yeah,
I'm gonna keep tweeting it out there. I'm gonna try to get more and more people to jump on. But we need the people who are here listening to the show.
Yes,
you guys are the ones. You guys are the true heroes. You guys are the real community members here for 1-900 Wrestling. So.
Absolutely, no, it is super awesome. And to be fair, it's just a great place to watch wrestling, especially when there's live wrestling on. You don't got to go to Facebook. You don't got to go to Twitter. You don't deal with a bunch of random idiots. You don't have to go to Reddit, right? Just a bunch of friends. It's like the same kind of dank basement that you would just like to hang out and talk wrestling in your youth, right? It's like,
and I think once we get even more people, we could start thinking about getting on voice chat during pay per views.
Oh, hell
stuff
yeah,
like that, and just having a blast, making events out of these things where normally you'd just come home and sit and watch it and then hit up Reddit afterwards, right? No,
absolutely,
we can do this together,
right here. Think of it as Eric Rowan's creepy murder shack. But for internet wrestling talk, right?
Exactly.
Like, I'm just in there burning hair and dragging corpses, and it's just an absolutely fun time. And I'm sure we'll have a blast making jokes about how much Vince McMahon loves Martin Luther King.
People in the chat are waiting for their whiskers emote, by the way.
The whiskers thing, are you? It's taken on a life of its own, this whiskers thing. Like, it is just...
I was not aware of it until I was watching Ashley's stream one night, and the new Whiskers order took over the show. And I was very confused for a second, but quickly kind of, look, if you're a fan of you and Night Attack and what goes on in your world, you understand.
I've basically started torturing my wife. My wife streams cooking here on Twitch, and... I don't know really how it started or where it took off, but... The chat loves me tormenting my wife, and I'm gonna keep doing it for fun and profit. So there we go. Yeah, NWO
for the rest
for life.
Of your lives.
All right. Anything else that you want to get out here, Willie?
Honestly, no. I mean, just stay tuned to this show because next week will be our last one before it's live time. We're creeping up 2 weeks away.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess we'll probably do. some kind of show. I mean, even if it's just from the hotel room.
Something. We'll do something. There'll probably be some periscoping or something going on. Some Snapchatting.
Yeah.
Some whatevers. So,
there'll be a ton of content.
There's going to be a lot going on. Yeah. And then after it's all said and done, we'll figure out what makes sense. But just this show, this Patreon, let's make this stuff happen, dude. I'm excited. I'm excited about all this stuff and everything else, you know, you're already probably doing if you're listening to this. So
absolutely. All right. So Willie Dills SF on Twitch, right?
On Twitch and at Willie Dills on Twitter.
At Willie Dills on Twitter. And of course at Justin R. Young. Everywhere that you could possibly find, with social media, that's where I am. Snapchat, Twitter, all the best. That's about it. Until next time, this is 1-900 Wrestling, and we love you.
And we're making a
match. I want you to call me World of Wrestling's latest news and views. I've been involved in wrestling for 35 years, and nobody knows wrestling like me. Remember the number
1-900. Wrestling!
Stupid idiots.
They call me Horror!
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
And his name is John C.
Well, look at this prima donna.
Thank God Donald Trump's a whole idiot.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.